Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Zach, your producer, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show.
I gotta find a song. Let's do this.
Hey, how about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Sure.
Hawaiian punch. Wasn't that a refreshing commercial?
Hey guys, it's Ron, and you know what? I have huge news to tell you. Huge news. But you know what? I'm going to wait till after this song, and then we'll talk about it. That's right. Tomorrow night at between 7 and 7:30, a little bit, you know, might be go a little past 7:30, we will have, Zach, do you know who we have?
Is it Annie the Saboteur?
Yes, we got Annie coming on live for the Rad Reality Show. And Paul, is that not exciting?
It is, very much so. I know there's a lot of people that are looking forward to that.
You know, and you know what? I am so excited to have Annie on the show. And here's how we're going to be doing Annie's show, okay? The interview will be at 7:20, and it will be 15 minutes, and it will be – let me just explain how the night's going to go. I want you guys to go to the BB Hour at 7 o'clock. Listen to her over there on the BB Hour for 15 minutes. I'm not going to have no chat room. You guys can submit questions via Facebook, and there's going to be a post on my Facebook that you can submit questions, and you can tweet on me on Twitter, or Christina, will be accepting questions too on Twitter. So here's how we're going to do that, is you guys go there, okay? Come here after Annie leaves there. Come here, you can listen via my show, but I'm going to be in the chat room at the BB Hour. Does that make sense, Zach and Paul?
Well, why only such a short time?
Because CBS is only giving me 15 minutes.
So
I know CBS
is, I mean, in past seasons you've told me that they haven't had restrictions, so it's frustrating.
Oh yeah, but we can't boo them. No, we love you, CBS. We love you. Okay, so here's the deal, though. Okay, so we'll do that, and then I'm gonna go back over there and be, you know, listening, because Alex is on their show. I had to do it, but this is my first time having a chance. Okay, here's the deal, though. Starting Thursday, right after the eviction, come to my show, submit your questions for the evicted house guests, in which I will be doing email interviews. I will be sending email to them. You guys are going to be able to ask the evicted house guests, what's going on? That's big news. So let's say Rachel gets voted off. Let's say Rachel gets voted off Thursday. You guys have to, like, after my show's over with, to tweet or submit questions. Don't submit them in the room. You'll either have, and you can submit questions to me, and then I will submit it to CBS, and then they will answer them. And then I will read them on the show, plus I will be posting them on a page that I'm going to, I don't know, on my probably my webpage will post the interview. So.
Now, can I say one
and
thing?
And we, what?
Well, I just wanted to add in and remind everyone that, you know, these houseguests will be going into jury and into sequester, so keep in mind when you submit your questions that anything you ask that might give away information about the game probably won't get passed on by CBS.
Right, right. It's going to be, and I'm not going to pass on any questions that I feel like CBS would not want us to do. So that's my other good news. I got more news. Don't I get more news?
Yeah.
I got lots of news today.
I'm
working on a guest for next Monday, too, to call in for me and Michelle. So I'm hoping to get one of the other three in here on Monday. CBS hasn't got back to me yet, but they got to talk to them. So keep your eyes open. I'm going to get as many. I got more news. And I'm going to pass that over to Zach because my voice is going to be gone because I'm not feeling good. Zach, tell them what we have coming up on our Sunday show soon. We don't know which day yet.
All right. So coming up either this Sunday or the next Sunday, by popular demand, we are going to have Airpocalypse, the air guitar band from America's Got Talent. I spent about 20 minutes today talking to their drummer, one of the greatest guys ever. And they're very interested to call in and answer all your questions and tell you about their band and talk about the show and lots of good stuff going on there.
Okay, just to let you guys know, for the people that just joined the chat room, Annie will be on the show tomorrow. It will be a Prop 2 show from 7 to, 7:45. The first 15 minutes, you guys can moderate my show, but, you know, go over to the BB Hour, listen to the show over there, because she will have Annie on for the first 15 minutes. And then you can come here and listen to my show for 15 minutes, and I will have Annie on. And then after that, we go back over to Nikki's show, and she should have Alex by then over on her line, so you guys can go there. So it's going to be a kind of like a combined show without being actually combined. So that's it. So for the people that just joining in, oh, man, that takes a lot out of me breath-wise and everything. You guys still there?
Yeah,
my computer was acting a little squirrely, so I was closing some windows. Every time I started typing something in that little chat window, it keeps popping out on me. It's driving me nuts. But I am excited. There's a lot of good things that you just brought up there coming up.
Yeah, and we have lots more in work. I'm working, like I said, next week to have some more people. I'm working on Vegas is coming up. So we got Vegas coming up soon. sorry. It comes in around this time of the night. The sinus is even worse. So if I have to pause for a second, it's because I'm draining. Sorry, that was bad. I know there's other stuff. And before the show's over with, we will... No, you've even missed it. Yeah, it's going to be 7 o'clock. Yeah, you got it, HOH, tonight. You got it. 7 o'clock to 7:15 over on BB Hour. 7:15 to, probably 7:35 me, and then go back over there. But my room will not have a chat room. I will keep the chat room closed, and I will just broadcast. So you guys, all you'll have to do is come in here. Do you guys understand that, Zach and Paul? Am I making that understandable?
Right. I mean, you never have a show on Wednesday because we always have Nikki's show. So this is a special broadcast because that's, you know, when you could get Annie. And, I get it. I mean
the chat room. I'm not going to open the chat room because I'm going to moderate Nikki's chat room kind of make sure I know what questions she's asking too. And, Mandy, give me till, the bottom of the hour. And then I'm going to start in with Hell's Kitchen. We are going to talk Hell's Kitchen. let me go ahead and pick up Mr. Patrick. I see Patrick's over here on the phone line. And because I know Patrick's going to give me... I know Patrick will have a question to submit to me for this coming Thursday's House Guest Evicted.
Hello?
Yeah, Patrick, you're on.
Okay, when you said that, I was so excited. Like, not... It's still going to be, like, depressing, and I'm probably going to go through an entire box of tissues because Rachel's leaving, but that's cool that, like, you got that deal with CBS that you could ask her a question, so, or questions. So that's very cool.
Yeah, I think it is, too, and I'm hoping we can, you know, that we can keep that going. Like I said, they told me I could submit questions. I just have till Thursday, and I'm going to have to be picky on what I ask, but, you know,
of course,
I want
yeah.
my fans to be able to...
We're expecting some good ones, Patrick.
Yeah, well, like, it's going to be kind of hard because a lot of the questions I want to ask her would be game-changing for her being in the jury house, so I'll probably do something easy, like, what are her intentions with Brendan in the future?
Yeah, and I really don't know how it's going to work because the email just, what I heard in the email, read is I have till Thursday to, you know, like, I have till after the eviction, you know, right away to submit it. So I don't know if it will answer all my questions or if I will get, like, a standard back
yeah.
or not. But that's what I was told, and I'm hoping and I'm hoping this is the thing is now that I have connections with them, it's going to get us a indoor track and everything. So
that's weird that you brought that up. Exactly what I was thinking at the same time. This is a good foot in the door for the future.
Yes, definitely. And you know what? I was just sitting here. What's today's date?
The 10th.
The 10th. I'm going to have to take a break in a second because I got to look up something. And I'm sorry, I'm having a moment for a second because I think, you know, I think tonight is the night that Corey called in for the first time.
Oh, an anniversary?
A year ago. I think so. It might be next weekend, so I have to look that up. But I don't know why I thought about that. That's me slipping out for a second. So, Patrick, I know you're sad about Rachel leaving, right?
Yeah, it's so depressing. I think everyone should be sad, even, like, Freaky Mom and everything, because it will be boring, you know? It will be less exciting for everyone because she is such a drama queen, so.
Yeah.
Last night was hilarious.
I understand where Patrick is coming from. You know, what is the major topic of conversation of this current season of people watching? If you're on Twitter, where I am a lot of the time, it is nothing but saying, I can't believe what she just said. I can't believe that she just did that. What is she doing? I mean, the topic is always Rachel, Rachel, Rachel. So that obviously is going to be taken away from us. And you're right. I think that it's going to get a little boring for a while, but here's my hopes. My hopes is that when it gets down to, you know, the final seven or whatever, and they have to start, you know, shooting, you know, their own and killing off their own, that maybe some of these other people will pick it up, but time will tell, I guess.
Yeah, I'm with you, Paul. I really hope that they do, and I really hope, like, you could even see that the producers and the editing and stuff are trying to, like, show that there might be cracks in the brigade because, like, Matt was like, oh, geez, I have to carry everyone. Oh, geez, Enzo, he always throws the competition and just puts it on us. And then, oh, we're worried about Hayden, but now he's back with us. So it's like they have doubts with each other. I just hope that they act on those doubts, you know.
Yeah,
maybe backstab.
It's the 18th. Is my anniversary, 1 year anniversary of Corey coming on the show. Just if you guys don't know about that, so.
And by the way, people, I'm not in the chat because I am doing a restart my computer here because it's just acting squirrely on me. So.
But you know what? I'm gonna go ahead because we're gonna talk Big Brother till like 10:30, and then at 10:30, I'm gonna plan on talking a little Hell's Kitchen. I'm going to bring up another caller. The other 480, you're on the Rad Reality Show.
Hey, Ron, it's Peter. It's been a while since I've been here now, but I have a bone to pick. And yes, for you guys still wondering, I am still on the Britney train. But anyway.
The Britney train is got one more person on the Britney train, so it's all good.
Hey, I'd like to chime in for a second too, Peter. When you last called and talked about Britney, she was all but done in a lot of people's minds, but you have almost a full bolt now on that train.
Yeah. We all have seen the light. We have all seen the light. She's given up. She's atoned herself, and now we love her because we were blinded by somebody, but now we see. So you are the Messiah, Peter.
Very funny. Well, I actually, as much as I'm rooting for, I'm actually a little mad at her this week. I mean, I was pretty she would take Rachel off the block. Do I love Rachel? No. But her only chance was with Brendan and Rachel, so I'm really upset that she didn't.
I know! Oh, my God! Britney is so screwed.
Yes,
I
unfortunately agree. And that was her best chance, was to go with Brendan and Rachel and try to stir up the house. I was like, why don't you see this? Lane's not going to take you anywhere. Lane's too stupid to do anything anyway. So it's like, why isn't she going with Rachel and Brendan? I think it was the wrong move, and I hope that it doesn't bite her in the back, but bite her in the butt. But I mean, I don't know how many vetoes she's going to be able to pull off in a row. I mean, but that brings up another point. I think to her credit, she deserves props for still being there. She's pulled off 3 vetoes, so she's proven she can pull her weight. But I'm really hoping that she does not get evicted soon. But she's got to make a move because Lane, Hayden, and Enzo aren't going to be doing anything in the near future to help her move over one of the men in the house.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, you know what, I'm going to say this. Let's talk to Drew from Big Brother 5, and I think Britney can work her magic.
I just don't know. I mean, I'm hoping that she can pull something off because, I mean, it's not looking good for her right now. Right now I'm thinking she's going to get 8th or 7th, and that's terrible. I mean, that would just suck because I think that she deserves better than that. She's played a better game than that, but she's making mistakes down the road. She's trusting the wrong people, and I think that's going to end up biting her, unfortunately. But I guess I can't be too sad. I said at the beginning of the season I wasn't too optimistic about this one anyway. It just sucks because now that I realize that she actually does have some potential to do something, it looks like she's not going to be lasting much longer.
Yeah. Now you really brought me down.
No, I still have hope. And Jess is making a good point in the chat room. She said, Brittany has Lane and Reagan, two strong-ass people. And Reagan is still there. Kathy's still there. So it's still a 3-on-4. So, and Brenda's going to still be there. So I think there's still hope, you know.
But do you think Lane's going to dump from the brigade? I think he's too stupid to do that.
I've heard you say that a couple of times. He hasn't gotten much airtime, obviously. But he's a quiet smart, if you will. I think he does have some game in him. He just has not really shown it that much. And let me, in case people missed it, about 3 nights ago, I think it was, Lane and Hayden were by themselves playing pool, and they kind of danced around it a bit, but then they brought up the subject of Enzo, and they both agreed, final two, if you're up there with Enzo, you're not going to win it. And then they talked a little bit longer, and all of a sudden Matt's name came up, final two. Matt, in the final two, you're not going to win it. He's got the sympathy vote for his wife. So they didn't pursue that, but it is opening a window, so to speak, for maybe them, you know, at some point turning on one of those two. Matt
Thank you so much for telling me that, because as you know, I don't have the feeds, so I'm not catching any of this. The only reason I call Lane stupid, though, is because when week one he said, I don't know what a brigade is, and when you're a 30-year-old man, it's like, you should know what a brigade is, for crying out loud. I'm sorry, but that comment just irked me. But if he does have some game smarts in him, I wish him all the best. I just feel like he hasn't really done anything yet. So that's why I'm saying if Brittany's holding her hopes on Lane, from what I've seen on Big Brother and Big Brother After Dark, it's a lost cause. That's why I was so upset when she didn't use the POV on Rachel. So Paul and Ron, who are watching feeds, I hope you can understand from someone who doesn't see the feeds why I'd be thinking that way.
Exactly, and that's why, I'm sorry to pipe in here, but that's why I like hearing people that don't have the feeds, because it gives us a different perspective.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for the call, and have a great rest of your night.
Wow, thank you. My head is hurting, so that's why I got quiet. So, Paul, thank you for continuing to run that tonight. I'm going to drop Peter. Patrick, you got dropped off. I didn't do it. I got another caller. Let me pick them up. 781, you're on the Rad Reality Show.
Hey, Ron, congratulations. This is huge. Very good, good deal. But I heard on today's show talking what Peter was just talking about, and you guys said, I want to call him Meow Meow, and Lane, they have it all set on how they'd like to get rid of, what's the gay guy's name?
Braden.
They want to get rid of him next week. They're not gonna rush Braden off next week. This is not what they were saying today. And Kathy's fifth, and they said, and Brittany knows she's our pawn. That's how they talked about it on the feeds today. And they said, and then we'll start with each other. So they have it all planned, how easy it'll be. That's why when Rachel leaves, it's going to get a little bit boring. Because I would have liked to have seen her play some other competitions, because she does do well in them.
All right. I need to jump in here real quick, because I hadn't seen that today. I didn't watch them feeds as much. It seemed like it was pretty boring.
It was around this afternoon, Paul.
Are you? Huh?
I'm going to tell you, it was around 3, if you want to go back to them. It was around 3, and she was...
What, Boston time or Big Brother time?
Oh, Boston time. That's
okay,
how you
so that's,
I haven't even thought of that.
That would be about noon, but you're saying from what you heard...
Oh, they got it all planned. I watched the whole thing.
Let me ask a question. Hold on a second.
Okay.
From what you heard, you're saying Lane and Enzo are going to keep Brendan next week?
Yeah, that's what they were talking about. I was trying to figure out, because Hayden got Braden in the room, and it sounded like he was even trying to make another deal with him. I don't know. It was weird. I couldn't catch the whole thing. So I don't know. I was trying to say, is this a trick or what?
Okay, well, let me give you a little background at least.
Okay.
Both Hayden and Enzo are supposed to be buddying up with Brendan as a fake alliance.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I thought. But if that's it, they still... Kathy and Brittany are pawns, I think they're going to try to get rid of Raiden? What's his name?
Reagan, like the president.
Reagan. All right. They want to get rid of him before, because they talked about getting rid of him next week. Unless Matt uses that power of that diamond power, if he doesn't like the way that's going. I don't know what side you think he would do that. He won't go against the brigade, right?
Yeah, I don't think he'd do that, because then he would, like, and as long as the brigade's safe, why make the rest of the brigade mad when he doesn't have to?
Well, they have it all planned. That's why if Brittany or somebody doesn't win HOH and can mess this up a bit, or Kathy can win HOH, it's all down. It's all to the brigade to the end, all four of them to the end. And then they'll maybe, and I don't even think they'll fight then. I think Michelle, I was listening to her this morning, because I missed her beginning last night when you guys were talking, is right on. I think it's going to be, you know, they don't fight. They don't really get, you know, like she was saying, someone goes up, I want you to apologize. They don't fight. They have a nice group of people in one aspect. Even Jordan said there's a little tension, that's because Rachel, but no, she says that not tension like when she was in the house, and she was only in it for a couple hours. Hello?
Yeah,
I'm still
there. Hello?
Yeah, Anne-Marie, I'm still here.
Oh.
No, I understand that part of most of them are not drama. It was kind of funny to me last night. Brittany made a comment about how this season has so much drama, and I go, huh?
Oh, I know.
I thought, what? You know, what feeds are you watching, Brittany?
I haven't even seen many tributes. Last season, I mean, I feel bad for Rachel there, because I think if she would have watched all herself on the tributes. Like when I used to call, I'd call and join, have you watched the tributes? Yeah, we've seen a couple. I think Rachel would have gone on, is going to go on the computer, and I think she's going to go watch everything. Because just last night she was packing, and she said, I, my mother and father, they probably hate me. And she was talking to her boyfriend and whatever about now she's worried about what they think. But she's very intelligent. She's trying to go. She wants to go for a PhD and everything. I mean, it's just that she does some stupid stuff.
Okay, Annie.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, talk to you
done?
Later.
You are so always fast to go.
great energy.
I love it. I mean, I don't love it. I was going to ask her a question. And then she goes. I mean, she don't even let me talk to her, you know. Okay, let me just, I'm laughing, sorry. Okay, first of all, I wanted to say greetings to Natasha, Kathy's BFFs in the chat room. Thank you for coming to our show. Thank you for everyone who's coming to the show. Let me quickly tell you what's going on. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, you go to the BB Hour for first 15 minutes. You stay in their chat room. You log into my show. You listen to my show from 7:20 to 7:35 as I do the same thing with Annie. And then we will go over and finish off the night with Alex over in the BB Hour. That's the plan for tomorrow night. Also, starting Thursday, if a person gets voted off, I will be running questions to CBS, so you guys can submit your CBS questions and everything. So that's just a rundown of some of the news. There's more. We'll be tweeting. Just keep your eyes. But we got the house guests. And did I lose you guys, or are you guys just not talking over me?
No,
exactly.
We're not talking to you.
Okay. I just want to make sure my phone. I'm so paranoid. Okay, we're going to...
As you should be.
Yeah, I know it should be. Hey, are you hearing the beep tonight?
I heard it early on, but I'm not hearing it now, Ron.
So no Saboteur tonight?
I haven't heard it at all tonight, so I don't know.
Okay, good. So my Saboteur is not working on the Block Talk line tonight. Okay, we're going to switch subjects in a second. Let me take a quick commercial break. And we'll be right back. And we're going to talk Hell's Kitchen. And give me a second.
Hey, you want to buy any books, baseball cards, sports cards, autograph pictures? I know where you can go. You can go to the Rad Reality eBay store. So check it out.
Okay. Check out the RadRealityShow.com. where you find all the information and everything. So, Mandy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, wait. Give me a second. So, Natasha, you talked to Kristen. Cool. Guys, this is just for anybody that watches Hell's Kitchen. Spoiler alert. Real quick. So, I just wanted to let you guys know we're going to be spoiling Hell's Kitchen. Wait, here, let me do this real quick. I think I got a surprise caller real quick. So, I think this is who I think this is. Let me double check. Mandy, are you okay to hold on for a second?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. Let me go ahead and pick this up real quick. 603. You're on the show.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, no, this is Panther. Hey, Panther. I get my area codes all messed up. You want to talk Hell's Kitchen too, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Mandy and me and Panther will talk Hell's Kitchen. Because Zach and Paul don't watch Hell's Kitchen.
Also, I am having a problem staying in the chat room, and I asked Natasha a question, and I don't see it. Does anybody see her answer, maybe?
What was your question?
I asked her if she had anything set up that we could order Team Kathy shirts, because they were going to, all proceeds were going to ovarian cancer.
We need to maybe have her post something, and there's a delay in the chat before she'll hear this probably, or I seem to remember she tweeted something along the lines.
Yeah, I saw the tweet, but she was meeting people in her hometown.
Hey, can you guys still hear me?
She's asking, do you have a Facebook account? I don't know who she's asking.
Yeah, we still hear you, Ron.
And I see the question from HOH. Annie earlier today said that it is Kristen's Twitter account that she
with
talked
with or without the underscore.
With.
Huh?
With.
Okay.
When Annie posted it was with the underscore.
Okay.
Hey, who has the television in the background?
That would be me. It's the news.
Okay. Somebody's in the chat room asking. No, it's okay. I hear
you. I'm just having a really hard time staying in there, and I was really trying to get an answer from Natasha.
I was having a hard time with the chat room also tonight.
Yeah, and I just got booted out too myself, just to let you know. So, okay.
The Hell's Kitchen?
Yeah, Hell's Kitchen. Go for it, Annie, or Amanda. Mandy.
Okay, as Ron said, spoiler alert, it came down to Jay and Holly with Miss Holly winning.
Yay!
Yay!
Yeah, but did you like how they brought back the past house guest?
Past house guest?
They
brought in house guests?
Okay. I am so sick over here, guys. This is so driving me crazy. I got a headache.
Okay, I won't tease you tonight then. The past contestants. I was glad to see everybody came back. It was nice to see Fran on there after getting to have her here as a guest on the show, so that was fun.
He was so funny when he asked her. That was so cute.
Oh, what was it?
It was something like, you got a maid over or something like that?
Yeah. Look at you, you're all made up or something like that.
Yeah.
That was nice. Because she did look nice.
Yeah, I really thought, you know, I really thought Holly was going to win. So, I really thought Holly was going to win. So I really kind of was like sitting back and just watching it, and I'm just like, yeah, you know, there was no way Jay was gonna win. It was close. For a second there, I thought maybe Jay was gonna win. I was like, oh no, but you know, it was an interesting season. That show is just—it gets to a point where it's like, you know, it's like, I think they both are going to get something good out of it. You know what I mean?
Besides the trip to Australia.
Yeah, they got that too. But I mean, they both will.
Right,
get
down
jobs
in the
stuff
in the future. Well, for those who weren't here for our Hell's Kitchen chat last year, that whole thing was actually taped,
last week. Got you back. Ha.
Yeah, okay. That season was actually taped a year and a half ago.
Right, and everything. So it was interesting. Panther, what did you think about the show tonight?
I thought it was amazing. I feel bad because he's from here, and I'm sorry that a local lost, but I was really going for Holly.
Me too. She was cute.
Okay, I don't feel the same way about Holly that you feel about Holly, but
cute.
No,
son. Her son is
what?
So cute. Her son is so cute.
Oh my goodness, isn't he adorable?
Eating with his spoon,
cute. Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, the whole Holly and the son thing was really cute last week too, and yeah, I just really, you know, liked it. So, you guys got anything else you want to add about Hell's Kitchen?
Oh, I did. I was having a thought. Oh, I was really glad to see they didn't bother wasting our time with having the final two redecorate and make the restaurant part their own. Like, it was kind of a nice change. It just wasn't, like, drawing everything out.
Yeah, that was one thing I liked about it. They went to cooking and they didn't do the whole, you know, like, make him. And just to answer Lisa's question, yeah, she does have pretty eyes. Sorry.
Yes, she does. I will agree with that one, too.
I don't even know what size her boobs are. So there you go. So, I mean, I know what her face looks like more. So just to prove my point. We had this argument yesterday. You missed it, Mandy. Or we didn't have an argument, but she says that, you know, never mind. We'll listen to tomorrow, yesterday's show.
Actually, I was on the phone last night because I lost both computers and the TV to other people in the house.
But do you guys watch Last Comic Standing?
Yes. If it's a reality show, I probably watch it.
But I really liked who won that, even though I wanted the guy that went out fifth to win.
The one that went home first last night?
Yeah, I wanted him to win. Yeah, Mike. I thought he was funny, but I really liked, the names are really missing me tonight. The first place winner. I really liked him.
Tommy was the one with glasses, and the one that won was Felipe.
Felipe. he was hilarious, and especially last night and everything. So definitely one of the, you know what, I never watched that show. That was the first time I watched it, and definitely will be the one that I can't wait to see the next season of.
It's gone downhill since it first started. But just the comedy itself was is good. And last night, their finale was really good. They had some really funny guest comedians on.
Kathy Griffin, I'm not a huge fan of her, but she made me crack. But you know who? You know the judges. I loved hearing them do their comedy bits to hear what they had to say. Because I knew two out of three, but I didn't know much about the female.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was funny to hear. I do want to get some Last Comic Standing people on the show, and we were hoping on that soon, because I love to you know, especially maybe they call in and do like a 15-minute comedy, you know, like.
That would be fun. Have you ever had him in the from the past season?
No, I haven't. And like I said, I've never watched it in the past season before. So, I mean, this is the first season I've actually watched the show, so.
I have some.
I got
I
one
can,
on my.
Someone's brain I can pick about maybe getting some of them.
Cool, do
see
it.
See what I can do.
Hook up with Zach if you have to about it, too, because, you know, Zach can maybe, if you can't do it, you know, Zach can maybe pull it off for us. But, I mean, you're more than well.
It wouldn't hurt for both of us to try.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say, more the merrier.
I made a snarky comment about it, about the judges last night here in my living room, which, of course, you all missed since you're not in my living room. I said, this is why they judge. They just wanted to have an NBC special and get on a actual primetime comedian show.
No, that's why Chris Robinson did it. Well, wait, he's on The Office.
Yeah. No, the other one.
Yeah. You know what, though? I really thought the show was decent, though. I really liked it. I mean, I really, you know, I don't know. But I do want to give a shout-out to Freaky Soccer Mom. She's in the chat room now.
Freaky Soccer Mom.
So, yeah, I call her Soccer Mom because that's where she was today. I told her before she went to please don't be one of those soccer moms that sit on the sideline and yell. So, so and everything. So I want to let you know that tomorrow, if you tweet her, if you have her on Twitter, you know, I'm hoping she can just follow my tweets. If you tweet me, it'll be okay. But, you know, either me or her for the questions. And then I will also put one on the Facebook. So just to let you know. Because Christina will be on the phone line with me. So she will be popping some questions that were chat questions. I'm reading the chat room. Oh shit, guys, this has been terrible for me. I'm having a hard time. You guys have anything you want to say?
Do you want us to say something?
Yeah, that's like
would that be easier for you?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying. Is do you have anything to say?
Well, obviously, you already set me up by saying that I don't watch Hell's Kitchen or Comic Standing, Last Comic Standing, but I do plan to watch or at least give it a shot for watching The Bachelor Pad. I have it on the DVR. I had or heard mixed reviews of interest on Twitter last night. I don't know if anybody on the phone watched it.
Okay. Just to let you know, go Wes.
No.
Because he's been on our show. So, after that, the show is, I don't know.
I was watching the Teen Choice Awards last night.
The one thing I do want to say about The Bachelor Pad is I saw somebody tweet Danny and, what's her name? Eliza, is that
Eliza
Survivor?
Yeah.
And I want to see a CBS version of it, but not just put Big Brother people in it and Survivor people, but put all three in.
Amazing Race,
like
Survivor.
Amazing Race, Survivor, and Big Brother, and put them in a house with that same kind of, you know, theory. What do you think about that?
I was actually following their conversation on Twitter too. Anna, I loved the idea then.
Yeah, and you don't normally get a conversation out of Danny, so that was kind of...
Yeah, it was fun to see her be tweeting, but she does seem to tweet, actually. Monday nights seemed to be her thing. She would watch the... I feel like a stalker, but I'm just addicted to Twitter. She would watch The Bachelor and tweet, so now I think she's found her new Monday night...
Okay, guys. Hey, I got a question. We're gonna play a game. Okay, you ready?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
You got it. I got a caller on the phone line right now. Okay. You must say yes or no if you want me to pick up that caller.
Yes.
Do I get to know the area code so I can cheat?
No.
It's probably Al.
Do I get to ask any, is it a female or male? Do I get to ask if Ron dropped off the phone?
I think you do get to ask that.
I believe he did, and I don't know. At any rate, what were we talking about, the chats of
Eliza and Danielle and Bachelor Pad? I did not watch Bachelor Pad, but I also don't watch The Bachelorette or The Bachelor, so it probably wouldn't have been all that great for me.
Right, because it's kind of like watching an All-Stars of one of the reality shows that you don't even know who these people are, so how can you...
I got this screwed up because I used to really be into Bachelor and Bachelorette. I probably haven't watched in about like five or six seasons, and a lot of people are from the new season, and I've never heard of them. But I still found myself getting to know them pretty quickly and really enjoying the show last night.
Hmm. That's good to know. Yeah, I was watching the Teen Choice Awards last night. After spending Sunday night at Jonas Brothers, I'm about tweened out.
I heard that you said there was just a bunch of screaming going on from the...
Oh, yes.
The crowd.
Both shows.
No, I would like to, obviously, the subject that I do like talking about is Big Brother. I'm wondering if anybody was entertained at all by Just the Tips, the new talk show that they're doing nightly now.
I love it.
Yeah, like, hey, can I, like, talk right now? My name is, like,
all right.
Steve.
That was an unplanned tease, Ron. We're all wondering who we're going to hear on the phone next. I say yes, go ahead.
Steve. I picked up. This is Steve. He picked me up before he left me. No, okay, guys.
Nice.
No, okay. So is you guys all want me to pick up the person?
Yes.
Yes.
As long as it's not Christina.
Just joking. Christina, I'm so sorry that I dropped off. I was going to pick you up. You there?
Yeah, I think there's some dude I'm dropping off at Twitter, and some dude I'm erasing from my cell phone. He lives in Alaska.
Zach!
He lives in Alaska.
When are you going to learn, Zach?
I was just going to... I'm just for the defense of me, because I was going to, my subway was to say, I'm going to pick her up anyways, because, you know, she's like the coolest person, so I didn't care what they had to say.
Puke in the back of my mouth.
You messed me up, because I was going to say, Blog Talk Radio, push one, please.
Yeah, I wanted to play a joke, me too, and actually, that's okay. Anyways, did you have something you want to say?
Hi, Christina.
Yeah, before everybody
do you
was
want
talking
to tell yet? Them how to tweet it? Do you want them to figure out how do you want them to submit questions to you?
Well,
personally,
don't
did
start
you...
tomorrow morning.
I think you should start tonight, actually. I mean...
Well, I'm not going to stay up all night and write questions down. That's the problem.
What I'm trying to say is you can always go back and look over them, can't you? Can't you type in your...
Here's
Ron is, I think, trying to get at. What would work out best for you that you think would work best for you?
I would say an hour before the show, tweet me your questions. So
you know
think
what?
Of a good question, and an hour before the show, tweet me your questions.
Bless you, Ron.
You could send it in a DM if you want. You could just tweet it right out, right? I will be looking for them.
I will do the chat. I will do the thing on my Facebook, like right after the show tonight, so they can hit there first. But if you think of something and you want to tomorrow would be better to tweet. Yeah, like during and during the show too. Like
right.
We will probably throw it out. Yeah, maybe during the show and then Facebook and stuff.
Yeah, Christina is not the only place to tweet your questions. That is one place, Facebook for Ron, and even, what, tweets to you, Ron?
Yeah, I mean, if they want to tweet me, I'll read almost everything.
I was able to do the chat room, Twitter, and whatnot with Jeff yesterday. Friday. Hello, I'm okay. So that wasn't a problem. I will see, because there was people listening on the phone that couldn't chat, and they were tweeting questions, so that was totally fine.
Right.
And you can call in and listen to the show tomorrow, but don't push the one. That's all I ask, is if you call in, don't push the one, because I'm not going to pick you up. And if you want to have the show on, you know, and you want to call in and listen, don't push the one, and then I know that...
Cherry,
you know,
you don't tweet. You can send me Facebook.
No, they'll be on my Facebook, and you can go to my Facebook and check.
Right.
That's what you can,
I only
I'll
have a
it.
Limited number of views on Facebook, so Twitter would be better.
No, but you can look at my Facebook.
Right. There are
that's,
multiple
and I'm
ways.
Do it on the show. I was going to do it on the show page too, and you, I believe, have adminship on there.
I
now,
do. Not.
Or if not, that's okay too. But you can go look at there too. So,
alrighty.
I might do it there too. But oh man.
So what do you guys want to know? You want to know about 7 and 8 year olds playing soccer?
Yeah, I want to know if you,
I'm not
do you have
raised
a dad there. Do you have a dad there that's like Will Ferrell and kicking and screaming? That
no.
Is the coach?
I just yell, hustle, run! That's what I yell. Don't just stand there, kick it! That's what I yell. Don't
Mandy,
be afraid of
you,
the ball, go!
I love it. Mandy and Lisa is Twitter hosts.
I am.
You know what?
Well,
that, I don't have...
those are the kind of hoes I like.
Woot, woot.
No, I like ho-hos better.
Now you're going to make
cream,
hungry.
Cream filling.
I have Twinkies.
Twinkies. You can
all right. Here's a, here's, a,
I really...
here's a question
okay,
for Mandy.
Here's
and
a question for the chat room. What's better, Twinkies or ho-hos?
Ooh, that's tough.
Ho-hos.
I think I lean towards ho-hos, too. Here's my question, though. How many tweets do you have, Mandy, and how many tweets does Lisa C. have?
I think I just passed 33,400.
Holy
shit. Let's see. Hold on.
And Jess isn't far behind either. I don't know if she's still listening or not. No.
3,484.
For who?
Me.
Oh, I'm actually up into 7,000, which...
Holy, yep. I'm at 6,000. I just switched over at 6,000.
Someone
I mean,
just go look at me. I thought it was at 8,000.
Well, none of us has tweeted recently because we're all in here, so it's hard for me to pull them up.
But I have 1,000 followers. Does anybody have 1,000 followers?
No.
No, I don't, but I have gotten a lot since Big Brother started, and I haven't gone back to block a bunch of them because that's the way I roll.
I have almost 1,000, 938.
Well, I just passed over it, so and it's awesome. Thank you guys who all follows me.
I don't know who those people are that are following me.
Sorry.
Yeah, me
Lisa
and Lisa's
six,
close.
6,000.
I just went over 6,000.
What? Oh, who said, what was that? 6,000 for followers?
Oh, no, I think she means tweets.
Tweets.
Jess is at 26,000. She's kind of slowed down, I guess, huh?
funny.
Why are we talking Twitter?
I don't know, because Lisa said she was a Twitter hoe, and Mandy agreed that she's a Twitter hoe, and then that number thing
popped. Then we went to ho-hos and ding-dongs, and I said I like balls and cream-filled items, and, you know, it just kind of went downhill from there.
True.
We got 5 minutes, and you know what? I think you need to just go to theradrealityshow.com and check out, you know, what's all going on there. And then you need to go to the eBay store and check out what's going on there. And I've already played Christina's commercial, so I'm not going to do it again tonight.
What's going on at eBay? Is there a party?
Yeah, actually, you need to go check out my store.
Oh. Okay. And you need to come back tomorrow at the time Ron said and listen to Annie.
Yeah, as I said, we'll do it one more time. We only got 5 minutes to go. We got 4 minutes to go now. Remember, 7 o'clock. Go over. Start at the BB hour. I'll be in that chat room. We'll be listening to the questions, so we kind of know what's going on over there. Then you come over. You will just listen to my show for 15 minutes. And if you don't want to leave hers and still listen to theirs, I don't have a problem with that. You can listen to my podcast. You know, that's going to be something else I suggest. I pretty much, I'm not over plugging it. I'm just saying, if you want to listen live, that's what's going to happen. And then we'll go back over there and finish off the show over there with her. That's how I'm doing it. And like I said, you guys can listen to the podcast too. That's one reason I'm not doing a chat room, for you guys can just stay over there and listen and everything. Also, Alex is going to be on her show tomorrow night, too. So that's going to be cool. And we talked. There was something else. Oh, don't forget, Thursday, you can submit questions for the Evicted House Guest that will be emailed. So.
You're wrong. Can you give that?
Lord have mercy. I can just see them for Rachel now.
Poor Zach.
And I will.
Volume is so low. Zach, you were trying to ask something?
Oh, have Ron give an update to anyone that's listening that's interested in the Rad Reality Football League.
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping to have that done by the weekend, and we'll be doing a football fantasy league. So so if you like football, and if you don't like football, who gives a care? We're still going to do it. And hey, Lisa, email me a Lisa, give me your shoe size for boots, and I'll start looking for boots for you. And tell me what kind of boots you want. I know you've been mentioning boots. So,
These boots were made for walking. Sorry. It's the end. You get random singing.
You can go to converse.com and design any Converse you want, and you can even get your name stitched into them.
Hey, Natasha's trying to sell Shamu, Cassie's cat. Hey, put it on eBay. It will sell.
Oh, poor kitty.
Don't tell my kids that you're selling a cat, Natasha. Shh.
Hey, I want to know if Shamu is black with a white stripe. And is it a male? Because I got a female. I wonder, you know, we should hook him up.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's the show. Oh, 25-pound cat. Holy
cow.
Hey,
buddy.
I don't even think Emerson weighs 25 pounds.
Jeez.
Anybody that doesn't realize that Emerson is not a cat.
Oh, yeah, Emerson is a 2-year-old.
Oh, my daughter is a 4-year-old and is 28 pounds.
Natasha, Salem, my cat, is wanting a picture. She's really wanting them. So
maybe you could send Salem to Shamu and they can have make babies.
No, I really take Shamu because I can't get rid of my cat.
Aww.
Don't get rid of my cat. Right. Say hi. My cat was able to talk to my mom today.
Aww.
So, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Don't forget, tomorrow, you submit your questions for Annie. And, I'm going to finish off like Christina wanted to do, saying, And we'll finish off the show with a little tune, I think. Let's do it. Ready?
What tune?
Friday night.